Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me this morning, I have Mike Vieira, Megan Reed, and Luke Gibbous here to talk about the dual credit program we have in a wonderful partnership between Sitka High School and UAS Sitka campus. Thank you all for coming in this morning. Just start with, for those who might not be familiar with how this dual credit system works, Mike, could you give us just a quick background of what this program is and I guess what it looks like for Sitka students?
Yeah, and I should mention right off the bat, it's really a partnership between the whole district. Pacific High School students are involved in dual credit classes too, so we work closely with them as well. Dual credit's been going on for decades. It's just a chance for high school kids to earn high school credit and university credit at the same time. It tends to be subsidized, and so it's a great opportunity for kids to get their feet wet, get some credits under their belt before they head off to, you know, possibly go get a bachelor's degree somewhere. And it's a chance for us to really connect them to the university campus here and see all the great programs and opportunities that are available through the UA system.
Amazing. It's an amazing opportunity for students to, yeah, for other options that might not be available on their high school campus. But we are lucky, we're saying before we came on air, for a town of 8,000 people to have a college campus just across the bridge is a pretty awesome opportunity that now these students can get take advantage of. And Megan, you are one of the counselors up at Sitka High School. So this is your purview of finding all the magical ways and different things that these kids can take advantage of their high school career to its full potential. So for taking advantage of this dual credit system, are there certain types of credits or certain types of programs that are being offered? Or is it really a free-for-all, like take whatever you want? How does this system work?
It's a little bit of a free-for-all, it can be, but we have gotten very good at honing in on welding over at UAS, as well as we have a health sciences pathway up at the high school and a Northwest Coast Arts Clinkit credit up at the high school. I think there's been tremendous growth since 2023. About 25% of our student population at Sitka High is engaging in dual credit opportunities since 2023 and consistently, and I think that'll continue to grow. Prior to 2023, it was anywhere from 4 to 10% of our student population. So we're doing a lot of good things in partnership with UAS, and I think having that university across the bridge has only led to greater growth in student engagement.
So for high school students, are these classes kind of limited to seniors, or are these classes potential for juniors or other kids within the high school system?
Primarily juniors and seniors for dual credit opportunities is where we go with that.
Okay. And a question I had earlier was for funding sources of how does that work for, you know, college credits, never free, but they're also high school students. So how does that typically work with kids interested in this dual registration? Are there ways to cover that funding? Is it all out of pocket?
It depends. There's a lot of, we do our best to find as much funding opportunities as we can, but as a district, the Sitka School District and UAS work closely within our budget limitations to fund as many kids as possible. So typically, we have a limited number of tuition waivers from UAS Sitka for Sitka kids, and also the school district covers a portion of the credit as well.
It's a growing challenge for us to support kids in that. So that's one of my jobs, is to engage industry. And so if you're industry out there listening this morning and you want to help us solve this problem of getting more kids university credit, you know, if you want more welders in the community and you want to help subsidize our welding tuition, that would be awesome.
Yeah. And you were also mentioning before we came on air, there was AHEC? There was a funding program to help with one of the kind of tracks you were also helping with.
Yeah, one of our most successful programs over the last few years was developed when Paul Kraft was still the director over there. I went over and basically said, hey, we're building a $330 million hospital. We need to have some health science going on here. So I challenged him to teach a health science sequence on campus at Sitka High with an adjunct faculty, and he was all for it and has supported it. And The Alaska Health Education Consortium is a statewide group that supports Alaska health courses, and they've underwritten one credit of the three-credit course for our students. The university tends to pick up a credit, and then we pick up a credit. So students are taking that on campus at Seika High, earning university credit, and only paying for fees. And it's been a very successful program for 3 years now.
So amazing.
We're excited to end up with certification in CPR, first aid in the first semester, and then the second semester is a behavioral health class where they end up with 13 mental health first aid certification.
That is really amazing to have before you even graduate high school, to have these certifications that, as you were saying, when we were getting this big hospital built, let's get real world at like very applicable skills in students who are about to graduate and get into the real world.
Absolutely.
And one of these other, like you were saying, with calling into the different industries that we have around town, welding. Luke, you were saying the welding is not only the most popular dual credit course in Sitka, but all of UAS. Mm-hmm. You're doing something right over there.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been focusing on dual enrollment, I think, for probably since the last 20 years. The man before me, Al Puckett, kind of started this in 2003 with Randy Huey, a grant. And they got it rolling, mostly partnering with Mount Edgecombe first. Mm-hmm. And then we've slowly been expanding with, like Mike said, Pacific High and Seika High. Seika High, this class that we're offering dual enrollment, they've been taking dual enrollment classes with us for a while now, but mostly with our night classes, which is primarily for adults. So we've been squeezing them in when we can. And over the last year, we've really focused on just a Seika High specific dual enrollment course that we've been offering in the morning, taught by Keith Anderson.
So for some of the students you see coming in for welding and maybe some of the other classes as well, are these students who are coming in with a specific of like, no, with this welding, this is going to be a skill set I want for the future I see for myself? Like, this is a very kind of a specific motivation behind these kids? Or are there some kids coming in being like, this seems cool, of just a general curiosity? Is it a more driven kind of folk coming in, or a general curiosity track that you've been seeing?
I think for some, it's a definite, I want to be a welder. Mm-hmm. But for others, it's just a passion or a likeness to like just tools and building and creating. And I kind of look at like welding 120, the basic welding class, as like a gateway to any career in the technical world. Mm-hmm. For some students, it's their first time using a tape measure or using a hammer or any kind of hand tool, really. And so it's like, yeah, we focus on welding, but we try to, especially with the basic welding class, it's pretty broad, and we mm-hmm. try to kind of just give a general knowledge of hand tools and power tools.
Yeah, to get everyone on the same page, everyone's set up for success. Yeah. However you end up taking it, if you're going to be, like you said, a career welder or someone who just wants to broaden their own horizons. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And we're only in February. It's almost the end of February, but this is still a time where students and their parents are probably going to be starting to think about, come fall semester, if this is an opportunity their students are going to be wanting to take a part of. So for you, Megan, as a counselor, this is about the time then where students should start coming in, talking with you to see if this is an opportunity they want to take advantage of come this fall?
Yeah, definitely. We're going to start pushing in, you know, after spring break with our students, you know, rising juniors and seniors, and talking about all these different options. But also, if any parents are listening, or families, community members, and they want to talk more about it, they can always call the Seika High office mm-hmm. and ask for a counselor, or call the counseling office directly up at Seika High, and we can chat about it.
And we've talked about welding and health sciences, but there's fisheries, and there's scuba, and there's, you know, you can just go take your math and your Englishes and get them out of the way. There's mm-hmm. there's a wide variety of classes that are available for students to get dual credit with.
Excellent. Yeah, I was just going to ask that. Perfect. Of, you have these set up, kind of tracks set up for certificate, for an intentional grouping of classes together, but also just the wide breadth of options over at UAS. That's, I'm very jealous of taking a scuba course personally. That sounds pretty awesome. And so these are all offered through the same sort of registration process as they would with Sitka High School, or I guess you would help them out with how that dual registration would take place?
Yeah, it's a completely different process, and it really depends on whatever class they want to take, but that's something that my co-counselor, Corey, and I work closely with families on and can help students with that process.
And it is a process, and we're trying to lower the threshold on that. There is some challenge in it, so we are encouraging folks to contact us early and work with us so that we can help kind of work through the bureaucratic registration process of the UA system. It's got challenges, but we have a good team in place to support families and students.
Yeah, it's always a little clunky when you're going between two different systems.
Absolutely.
But it is a good thing about having such a small town and the university so close by that it is a tight-knit system. So, and where everyone wants success to happen.
We should mention that the UAS campus is one of the most successful in dual credit. The campus director, Jeremy Rupp, would tell you that they are kind of the shining star of the whole UA system for dual credit. And I've had people from around the state say, I don't know what you guys are doing down there, but your completion rate and success rate in dual credit is crazy. How are you guys doing it? So we should, mention Christian Scotchmer, who's a lead advisor over there who does a ton of work connecting with students and keeping them successful. Our counselors, it's a lot of work. It's a big lift, but they put in the time and it's paid off.
That's paid off, recognized here and recognized through the whole system.
For sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning and for all the work that you do to make this dual credit, dual enrollment system work, and for all the fruits of the labor that all the students are definitely appreciating here in Sitka. So Mike Vieira, Megan Reed, and Luke Gibbous, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Good luck with all the registration that will happen. Hopefully you'll have record numbers this year. Thank you again for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Aaron.